You're listening to SBS News.
Photographers snapping celebrities at the Venice Film Festival. The stars are returning to the red carpet after the COVID-19 pandemic kept them away last year. The start of the event coinciding with the rollout of a new domestic travel requirement in Italy. People travelling on trains, planes, ships and intercity coaches must now show a so-called green pass. The digital or paper document certifies someone's received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose, has tested negative or recently recovered from the virus. This traveller at a train station in Rome is accepting of the change.
Stampato, eccolo.
Here's the printed green pass for me and my sons. It's normal, you can't travel without it. They've done a lot of advertising, given a lot of information. How can I come here without it? I'd be a fool.
Saresti sprovveduto.
The Italian government adopted the travel pass system to try to accelerate vaccinations. Neighbouring Spain has reached a milestone in its vaccine rollout, with 70% of its population now fully vaccinated. Health Minister Carolina Darias has told Spaniards they should be proud of their collective achievement.
We haven't reached the final goal yet, but obviously this is a very important intermediate goal. That means we have a broad vaccination coverage, and that puts Spain as a world reference.
France has started administering third doses to people over 65 and to those with underlying health conditions. And England's announced it will begin offering third doses to those with a weakened immune system. Health Secretary Sajid Javid has stressed the shots recommended by the country's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation aren't boosters.
It suggests that people in such a situation that are immunosuppressed, they may not have the same level of protection from two doses that other people do. That's why we think it's absolutely right that we top up their protection by offering this third dose as part of their primary vaccine schedule.
England's vaccine booster programme is scheduled to start later this month. The head of the World Health Organization has renewed his call for developed countries to delay administering third shots to healthy people. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says instead doses should be directed to poorer countries.
In low-income countries, most of which are in Africa, less than 2% of the adults are fully vaccinated, compared with almost 50% in high-income countries. Some countries are now rolling out booster doses to fully vaccinated people when millions of people around the world have not even received their first dose.
The Director General was speaking at the launch of a global data hub in the German capital, Berlin, that will analyse information on emerging pandemic threats. The head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Programme, Michael Ryan, says despite decades of investment, COVID-19 has revealed gaps in the world's ability to forecast and respond to outbreaks that threaten people globally.
We must be able to predict, to prepare and to plan for what may happen. But then we must be able to detect, assess and react to the earliest possible signal of something actually happening.
Worldwide, COVID-19 has now killed at least 4.5 million people. Among the latest fatalities, influential Cuban composer and singer Alberto Alvarez. Pulo Sevilla. The 72-year-old who founded two of the country's most successful Cuban orchestras died of complications from the virus. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.